welcome back to another episode of the Authentic Recruiter Podcast. If you are part of the recruitment industry and you believe that authentic recruiters change lives, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Claire Akers. I want to say thanks for tuning in. I am so glad you're here. Let's dive in to the episode. Hello, lovely people. Claire here. Slightly different vibe today because I am going to tell you a story about my fear about not being good enough and how that has turned me into a kick-ass leader. So this is a really, really tough topic for me. But I want to share my story in the hope that it is going to connect with the people who need to hear this. So, fear of not being good enough. I grew up with a really cold, distant, emotionally unavailable dad. He was a contractor and he worked away and he came home at the weekends and just didn't want to participate in family life, basically. I remember he used to sit there and he used to look at me and my brother and my sister, and he used to nod if we pass muster. So if you want a story about needing approval, there's a psychiatrist's dream there, I think. I had a very, very busy, emotionally distant mum who, I was the eldest of three kids, and she was really busy with the younger ones, and she just didn't have any time or space for me. She gave up her career to look after children, and I'm not sure she found it entirely fulfilling. But she basically left me to it once I reached being a teenager. I was also horrifically bullied at school. I seemed to be the target for lots of different groups for lots of different reasons. I don't know why, but I was bullied by lots of different groups. And the result was that I spent my school days with my head down, trying to become invisible, basically, not be a target, get through it without anybody noticing me at all. And the result was basically zero self-esteem. I had no sense of identity, no ambitions or plans or goals of my own. I had no sense of my own style. I didn't know what kind of music I liked. I didn't know what kind of films I was into. I just basically drifted along with the crowd. It feels really super scary to talk about this, but I was even sexually assaulted by my friend's big brother, and I never bothered to tell anybody about it. Basically, it didn't even occur to me that I had a say about what happened to my own body and that I could object about that. To be clear, I am aware that there are so many people who have had it so worse than I have or had. I am a white woman born into a middle class family in Cheshire. I am healthy. I am intelligent. I am very, very lucky. This is not a sob story. I am not telling you these things in order to feel sorry for me. I am sharing these examples in order to build up a picture of a picture of a lifetime of not feeling good enough, of not feeling worthy, of struggling to fit in, of imposter syndrome before the term was invented and recognized as a thing. So, next part of the story is I drifted into my A-levels. I drifted into my university subject and my master's too. I picked my subjects for reasons like my boyfriend at the time thought it was a good idea. I actually didn't opt for the one subject I was really passionate about and loved because a careers teacher who didn't know me at all thought it would be too competitive. So I just didn't bother. And then I spent my 20s in a bit of a daze. I drifted into a career in recruitment because somebody just offered it to me. I was working in a bar and a guy I used to work with came in a flash suit and said, hey, do you want an interview? And that was it. I did do really, really well in the world of recruitment. It was very, very good to me. But I will save those stories for another time. For the purposes of today, I want you to know that I did a lot of things that I am not proud of as a result of my career in recruitment. I'm not going to overshare here, but if you start with too much alcohol and you add in some 20 somethings who have got too much money to burn, and I'm sure you've got some ideas about what I used to get up to. I also drifted into unsuitable relationships with, if you can call them relationships, with totally unsuitable men. Pretty much any man who showed the slightest bit of interest in me, and it never really occurred to me to consider whether I had any interest in them. I even drifted into marriage. I ended up marrying a nice man. A man that my family liked, and I got on like a house on fire with his family. We were really, really good friends. You know, he was a nice man, but we were great friends, and I thought that was enough. And it just never entered my head to strive for true happiness and true love. And then I had my daughter at the age of 28. I had my daughter, and it wasn't a light bulb going off, but it was rather a slow dawning realization that this is not my life. This is not my life. This is not my life. Hey, it's Claire here, just jumping on to check whether you have taken my recruitment impact and income scorecard. It's a short quiz, just 30 questions, and at the end, you will get your score and your personalized report. So if you're looking to grow a profitable and purpose-led company, what are you waiting for? Take the scorecard totally free of charge. There is a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the episode. To cut a long story short, I disentangled myself from my marriage, which was hideous. And if you're interested, I'll tell you about it over coffee someday. I spent a few years single on my own as a single mum. I figured out who I was, what I liked, what I stood for. And then I started to go on dates. I figured out what made a good relationship and what I was looking for in that relationship. And I'm pleased to say I am now married to an amazing man, and we've gone on to have two gorgeous, most of the time, beautiful children. I am the founder of two six-figure businesses so far. I am doing the job I was made to do, and it lights me up every day. I absolutely love it. And I have rock solid boundaries, and I refuse to spend any time with people who don't light me up. And also, I have done so much work on my values, and I try to live them every single day. So the point of telling you all this, I know what it feels like to not feel good enough, to not feel worthy, to feel like a failure, and to feel heavy and inadequate and just wrong. All those feelings come up for me, especially in tough situations like this, like we're going through at the moment, when there's all the pressure and the stakes just feel really, really high. I work hard every day to release that feeling of not feeling good enough, so I can show up as the kind of coach or mum or wife or friend or leader of any of those roles, the kind of person that I want to be. And if you are interested, I will share my morning routine with you. Let me know if you are interested in hearing about the work that I do to make that happen. But every single thing that I create, every coaching session, every program, every workbook, every podcast, every event is done with the intention of helping people who are brave enough to lead, who are brave enough to set up a business. And my passion is to show them just what is possible when you learn to get out of your own way, when you believe that you are worthy, and when you show up and when you claim your place in the world. Because I know what it feels like not to have that. And I also know how phenomenal it feels when you do. That is it for today. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if we're not already, let's connect on LinkedIn. See you next time.